Utah's congressional delegation joined Governor Gary Herbert and Utah Navajos in Washington, D.C. Wednesday for a press conference to stress local opposition to President Obama designating the Bears Ears National Monument. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Utah Republican Congressman Rob Bishop and those who joined him at Wednesday's press conference said the solution to the land disputes in southeast Utah is the Utah Public Lands Initiative. The bill would designate certain areas for conservation and set others aside for energy development. Bishop is chair of the House Natural Resources Committee.
What we have in the Public Lands Initiative was designed by these people, was designed to meet their wants, their needs, their desires. And it can actually be guaranteed to them because we are putting it in statute.
Earlier Wednesday, members of the Aneth chapter and Blue Mountain Diné of the Navajo Nation delivered a packet of resolutions opposing the monument to Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. It also included resolutions from the descendants of Kayeli, San Juan County Commissioners, the Utah Legislature, and the cities of Blanding and Monticello. Susie Philemon is a San Juan County resident and a descendant of Kayeli. Bears Ears is the birthplace of Chief Kayeli. She says the federal government can't be trusted to protect these ancestral lands.
We have managed to protect this enchanted place, and we will continue to do so. Please do not take this land from us. Please don't break more promises. Not again.
Ruby Nakai, the board treasurer for the Descendants of Kayeli nonprofit organization in San Juan County, says the organization officially opposes the Public Lands Initiative and is neutral on the idea of the monument. She says Philemon does not represent the group. Whitney Evans, KUER News.